Well, this project has a lot of things going for it that are really positive in terms of meeting our purposes as a society. We have key interests and a mandate from the minister to move forward on the provincial greenhouse gas reduction program. And one of our purposes is to reduce greenhouse gases that are causing challenges for climate change. And so when West Chilcotin Forest Products and the Elgacho First Nation came to FESPC with a proposal, the proposal lined up very well with our purposes. We received the application in November, and we made a very quick review with it. Also, the board was able to meet, the Forest Enhancement Society board was able to meet and determine approvals for this project with the intent that winter logging that was already ongoing through the course of the winter, that we'd be able to actively salvage some of the residue and fiber that would normally be left behind and piled and burned through the winter months. And so we tried very quickly to move the program forward, and with the support of West Chilcotin Forest Products and the local logging companies, we were able to move forward and do a big part of the first years of the project. We've moved approximately 15,000 cubic meters so far for the project. It's a multi-year project, and the total volume associated with this will be determined by the actual cutting permits and blocks that are harvested throughout the course of the next couple of years. We're estimating approximately 20% of the harvesting volume would actually normally be left behind, and so we're hoping to be able to recover the majority of that in terms of usable fiber. We're really pleased that West Chilcotin stepped forward as a First Nations-owned company. They have a real interest in utilization of the wood, and given their location is so far out west there, west of Williams Lake, it's really difficult to economically utilize all of that fiber. So this has been a great opportunity for them to move that wood. We've got some trials in place with them that are intending to move the wood through to Bella Coola and then down to the coast for pulp mill utilization. So this is a really unique opportunity with West Chilcotin, and it is so far out from the local manufacturing centers that it makes normal utilization of this wood not a reality. So in this case, this is benefiting the local economy. It's creating a large number of good jobs in terms of harvesting contractors, log haulers, and ultimately pulp mill workers. And we're forging good relationships with the communities of Bella Coola and Harmac Pacific on the coast, as well as the local community. So this has been a great story, and certainly we're very pleased that West Chilcotin has stepped forward to apply to us for this funding.